Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Less than a month after getting a new gene therapy treatment, a young girl named Li Yiyi Xinchen heard sounds without her cochlear implant for the first time.
Born deaf, Yiyi is one of five children in a study that used two viruses to replace parts of a defective gene that caused her deafness.
Most of the mutations in a gene called OTOF cause profound deafness in people. They disrupt signaling inside the ear's inner hair cells.
Hairs called IHC sit inside the cochlea, a structure in the inner ear. Sound waves stimulate and bend the hair in ways that become electrical impulses carried by the auditory nerve to the brain.
Mutations in the OTOF genes prevent the IHCs from sending signals to the auditory nerve. In the study, five children with OTOF mutations were treated.
Two engineered viruses used were versions of adeno-associated virus, which can't carry the entire OTOF gene, which is why different parts of it were carried by the two viruses.
The scientists grew millions of copies of these two viruses and injected them into the children's cochlea. The viruses then started infecting the IHCs, and the genes carried by the engineered viruses began replacing the defective OTOF genes in the IHCs.
Enough of the mutated genes were restored to allow four of the five children to hear on their own for the very first time. If the results are permanent, the treatment will change the lives of these children and others after them.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.